You know, and I think this also shows a mindness of like, you know, they are going after these things. And they're not going after Christ. Someone who's trying to live for God and makes a mistake, it's one thing. But when someone is, you know, claims to be a brother, but they're wholesale after the world in these matters, don't keep company with them. What have I to do to judge them also that are without? He's saying, you know, again, like he said, what is it to me? Literally is what it's, actually was it. What is it to me to judge those that are without? That's what he's saying. What is it to me to judge the people without? That's nothing. God's judging those people. People who are not in the church, what's it to me to judge them? It's nothing. You know why? Because we know the judgment of God is for certain against them which commit such things. We don't have to like, what's that? You know, I need to judge. I'm going to judge people who don't believe. They're sinners. God's going to punish them. Of course. What do you? You think you just got brilliant there? But what about them that are within? Make the make the inside of the cup clean first. Clean out your own house first. First, yourself. Get the beam out of your eye so you can see clearly to help your brother. Then get everybody together and let's all get right. And then we can do a work in God. Those that are without, God judges them. So put away from among yourselves that wicked person. Again, specifically to that deed or any of those wicked deeds. I said, a person who's otherwise walking for God and they have a single act of covetousness. Yeah, you know, it depends. You know, again, these things have to be taken according to judgment and the situation. You know, you are spiritual. Like he's going to say in the next chapter, you know, do you go to law one against another? He even talks about appointing someone in the church to judge things. So there's definitely a lot of judging to be done in Christianity, as we see from this. We're not judging people to hell or to the lake of fire or to destruction or that they're not going to inherit eternal life or that they won't be saved, but just judging how matters are to be dealt with. There has to be judgment within the body of Christ. I mean, you might just judging who you're going to associate yourselves with. And sometimes it's for their good. Sometimes when someone is ill-behaved, you need to distance yourself from them and pray for them to have some sort, you know, you got to deliver them to Satan, so to speak. Sometimes I'm not going to get into it. There's all kinds of analogies I could cook up. But it's no substitute for the Spirit and a well-rounded understanding in the Scriptures.